When it comes to understanding the impact of the Cold War on Latin America, the first thing to underline is the Cold War in a Latin American context was not cold. Latin America did not experience the kind of long peace that John Lewis Gaddis has talked about in relation to the Cold War in Europe and superpower competition during the latter half of the 20th century. Instead, Latin America, together with parts of Africa and Asia, is where the Cold War was fought most violently, where it became hot, if you like. The ideological conflict between different models of economic, social, and political development that lay at the heart of the Cold War around the world was incredibly costly and turbulent in Latin America, consisting of revolutionary upheaval, communist guerrilla insurgencies, military coups, right-wing anti-communist dictatorships, and civil war. Faced with poverty, inequality, and the desire for development and modernization, populations in the region essentially fought over what kind of development and modernity they wanted. In Central America, hundreds of thousands of people died during the Cold War period, particularly towards the end of the 1980s, as a result of state-led repression, revolutionary upheaval, counter-revolutionary insurgency campaigns, and foreign intervention. In South America, in countries like Chile, Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay, right-wing military dictatorships targeted thousands more people in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, had them tortured, murdered, or even worse, psychologically speaking, quite literally disappeared, so their remains would never be found, and their friends and relatives were left searching for clues as to what happened to them decades after. In Argentina, in the 1970s, babies were even snatched from murdered and disappeared parents by military dictatorships and given to right-wing families who raised them as their own. Indeed, the 1970s, the Cold War period that was most acute in Latin America, became famous for what was known as dirty wars, launched by military dictatorships against their opponents and those on the left. Thankfully, in the 1980s, the mid-1980s and the early 1990s, Latin American countries experienced a wave of managed democratization processes and peace settlements that brought the majority of these conflicts to a close. However, the impact of the Cold War's violence did not simply evaporate when the Berlin Wall fell, the Soviet Union collapsed, and democracy returned to Latin America. To the contrary, the scars and legacies of past conflict are still very much present across Latin America today as victims of violence and their relatives continue their search for justice and as populations learn more about what happened in their countries. Many of the same ideas that people fought over during the Cold War, such as socialism and imperialism, have also not disappeared altogether. Meanwhile, there's been growing interest, research and the publication of books on the history of the Cold War period in Latin America by Latin Americans as well as people from outside, as people try to work out what happened in the past and why. Until relatively recently, this kind of historical research was not that easy because archives remained closed and it was difficult to get access to Latin American sources. But this is now thankfully changing, and together with the wealth of US documents on the Cold War in Latin America, especially relating to the story of US intervention in the region, historians now have a much fuller picture of what happened during the Cold War period, what the Cold War meant for Latin America, how it unfolded, and why.